I really don't know how I would have gotten through without my books. One of the things I still haven't really come to terms with is just how far away I was from literally everything else on the planet. We had so far to go to reach our field sites. To reach the Falklands from the UK, we flew for 24 hours, and that was only the beginning of the journey. Even on our expertly led yacht, it took us 5 days of sailing to get to Antarctica from the Falklands. Ugh, that first day, I was pretty seasick, so I didn't really see the outside so much. Another 5 stomach-turning days later, we get to South Georgia from the Antarctic. And yeah, you may have guessed, it took another 5 days to get back to the Falklands, where we all started. Oh God, I'm feeling seasick again just thinking about it. Through all of this time, I had extremely limited access to the internet. Books were a real lifesaver for me. I read and listened to a lot of audiobooks, brought along so much sci-fi and fantasy reads like Dune or Project Hail Mary, even a new series called Assassin's Apprentice. Weirdly enough, I actually realized I was dealing with a lot of the same problems as the heroes in my books. All of them were experiencing isolation, wonder for the natural world, but also had a very healthy dose of fear of the unknown. Sounded a lot like me at the time. For a huge chunk of the expedition, we were traveling on open sea, so often you'd find me outside, sitting on the deck of the boat, wrapped up in lots of warm clothes, reading my book and watching out for the lonely albatrosses, wondering if they felt as out of place as I did.